Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
I'm Jordi Sunyer in Barcelona, and you're listening to Soccer Matters.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5, as always presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Now, John and his firm are presenting sponsors of this show. They're personal injury attorneys. If you get in an accident, car, boat, motorcycle, you might even drive an 18-wheeler or work in a refinery. You might do construction. Get in an accident, you call the Daspit Law Firm, 713-322-HURT. The Daspit Law Firm will bring you a personalized approach. They're going to work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. Get that representation you need with the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. And we thank John for getting us on the air, also in Austin, with Daspit Law Austin. .com. Also, quick word here for Advantage BMW Midtown. You know, I've driven a BMW for years. I've leased, I've bought from Advantage numerous times. Love the drive of a BMW. I've got an X5. Absolutely love it. I've had a 5 Series in the past. It is the ultimate driving machine. And the one thing you can be sure about is if you go to Advantage BMW Midtown, well, they're going to take you through sales, service, finance, and they're going to make it really easy. So get yourself in a 3, 5, or 7 Series or an X5, get down to Advantage BMW in Midtown. Tell them Glenn Davis sent you in Soccer Matters. Talk to Justin. Talk to Steven. And get that Houston hometown advantage. It's why I shop Advantage. Advantage BMW Midtown. Proud sponsors of Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Now, our next guest has incredible ties to Dinamo Zagreb. He's been an assistant coach there. As we know, Dinamo Zagreb just had a huge win over Tottenham Hotspur, 3-2. He has been the technical director and director of all national teams for the Croatian Football Federation. He is Romeo Josak, and he joins us now.
Well, Romeo, first of all, thank you for coming on the show from in Croatia. I know it's late afternoon there, but we appreciate you coming on the program.
Thank you. Appreciate it for having me.
All right. So the obvious thing I'm going to start with here really quickly is just how wonderful Dinamo Zagreb was in the UEFA Europa League. 3-2 result over Tottenham Hotspur. You know, what kind of reverberations occurred back in the country? This is a big, big result against a big team. But I think people over here kind of forget that Dinamo Zagreb's a pretty big team, too.
I mean, you know, when you, as I said, first, like, thank you for having me in a big show as yours. You know, when you end up second in the World Cup, like 2 years ago, 3 years ago in Russia, then people, you know, start to ring their bells around and say, listen, okay, there's something happening in this country, right? Now, also, people that do follow the soccer motion all around the world, they have been really approaching us lately. I was as a technical director here in Croatia and as an academy director of the biggest club here for a long time. And then when you achieve such a result as beating Tottenham 3-0, then they really even, you know, more open their eyes and say, listen, okay, there is definitely something going on. But to be honest with you, a lot of people don't know, for example, the facts that I'm just going to quickly try to share with you. As I said, you know, being a runner-up in the World Cup, you know, everybody's all of a sudden, you know, asking, like, what's going on there? But, for example, 2011, we have been, Dinamo Zagreb Academy has been selected in one of the best 6 academies in Europe among Barcelona, Porto, Arsenal, Ajax, and Sporting, right? So that was a huge achievement. At that time, nobody knew that was like 10 years ago, right? So that was like something for me as an academy director, an eye-opener. We were on the good way. And then in a World Cup cycle, 2013, 2014, we have been the only nation, the only country on the planet, literally, that have been participating in all 3 World Cups, U17, U20, and the Senior World Cup. Not Spain, not Germany, not England, not France, only Croatia, right? So for a technical director of the Croatian national team, it's something what's going to give you a future guarantees that something is going to happen down the road, right? For the same year, we have been winning the Dinamo Zagreb U15 team they won the world championship on the club level in Old Trafford, beating Boca Juniors, Arsenal, Milan in the final. You know, being the best team of the U15 in the world, literally, on the unofficial club championship. A lot of people don't know that, right? Together with the fact that relatively observed, based on the population of the country, Croatia has been the second nation in the world exporting the players for the big five leagues in Europe after Uruguay. You know, so these figures, people don't know, and also in Russia, Dinamo Zagreb Academy has given the biggest number of the homegrown players. 14 players came from the academy itself only in Russia on the national team. So, you know, people, when you beat Tottenham, all of a sudden people ask, you know, yeah, there's something happening over there. But going 10 years in history with all these little things, you know, it gives you the right that you know you're on the right path. You actually have those expectations. So, yeah, just to answer your question shortly, big thing for the country, big thing for the club. But for us, you know, being in here last 10, 15 years, it's something what we kind of, in a way, haven't expected.
Romeo Josak joining us here, former technical director of Croatian Football Federation, also was an assistant coach at Dinamo Zagreb. We're talking about this wonderful result. All right, so, you know, with this history that really was established, these moments are great, though, because it brings it to the attention of the world a little bit more for those that aren't taking the deep dive on player development. What is it about players in Croatia that you know, and the methodology that you're using over there in a short term and in a short answer that kind of is the fire starter for producing all this talent?
You know, being a member of the many conferences all around, you know, every time, even without me saying anything myself, you know, they call us Brazilians of Europe, right? which in a way it was flattering, but on the other side, you know, there's something else to it. There's something, you know, as an addition to it, because if you look and my first selection criteria for the talent identification for the Croatian national team players was. Too bad I don't have the photo right now. And people ask me, you know, the photo of Luka Modric having the bandage all over his forehead, of Čorluka having the bandage over his forehead, Mandžukić having his bandage in Versaljko with a bloody head, a literally bloody head, you know, going and fighting for every single tackle they have on the field. So when they think about the Croatian players, you know, smoothly playing, yes, we try to smoothly play about a technique, but it's so much more than the actual skill. It's so much more than being skillful. And I call, because I've seen millions of talented players here in Croatia, calling them butterflies, you know, having everything with the ball, but then efficiently, functionally on the field, not having it. So if there's, we changed literally 12 years ago, we changed the selection process with the talent identification, looking for the talented player overall, having the primarily this personality traits, the domicile. And that's what I started off with the extreme passion and will to fight and go.
Romeo Josak joining us here helped develop a lot of the players on the 2018 World Cup finalists. Luka Modric, as he mentioned, on and on we go. I want to take you back to the Dinamo Zagreb result, because in that game, a lot of people also talking about Milan Orsic, you know, with the second half hat trick for the 3-2 win. And this is a moment where this player's value must have just jumped up in the eyes of a lot of people off a singular game. Is that fair to say?
I mean, it's soccer is an extreme business in Europe. As you know, it's all over the place. Obviously, from the, you know, literally the club lives off the transfers that we do, that they do at the moment. So obviously playing at the stage where you're at right now and being exposed and even feeling, you know, when we had this first game against Tottenham in London 7 days before that, you know, in the press conference before the match, you know, all the questions or most of the questions towards Mourinho, they were asking him about the game against Arsenal the following weekend. You know, nobody even, you know, I'm trying to say nobody even cared about the game. You know, that's going to be just one step we're going to, you know, get across and get over. And there's like 11 players on each side. You know what I mean? And our players are not, you know, we have been, you know, and then there's this deep down, I'm not going to say ego, but, you know, this passion, energy from inside, you know, coming out. And then you know, want to step inside and say, listen, we want to make it. Right? We want to show you where, like we showed England in the World Cup, right, for that matter speaking. But regarding Orsic, you know, one among others, you know, he's on the national team roster for the Euro, upcoming Euro in summer. Obviously, his price, we don't have to go directly with the figures, but that's going to be, I don't think he before the Euro, but after the Euro, I would say 99% he's going to leave the club.
Romeo, how about getting the draw with Villarreal in the quarterfinals? How do you see that matchup?
I mean, we did play against them, even though those games in the past, they just give you some kind of estimate or the accurate prediction. But nevertheless, the Villarreal, me personally, I know how we think here mentality-wise. You know, I would rather want us be, you know, playing against Arsenal and Man U, because I know how they, you know, how they get sharpened up against them, and like they did against Tottenham. Villarreal is a huge club, but you know they're big, huge club, but not as big name wise as those big guys over there around. But also just as equally good and hungry. They can't, or they're going to have a hard time chasing the Europa League and the Champions League on their table right now in Spanish First Division. So the only pathway to get down there is going to be winning the Europa League. So they're going to be a tough opponent to beat. So we have the exceptional momentum right now, but it's going to be tough. It's going to be very tough.
Dinamo Zagreb, 109 years old. Romeo Josak, who's been an assistant coach there, joining us right now. Fascinating interview here from Croatia. All right, I want to take you into a purchase that you recently made, because you are tied to the U.S. in a big way. Blast FC was started and has been run for many, many years with a former teammate of mine who played here in Houston with the Houston Dynamos in 1984, Les Shkreli. You've partnered with him now. Les is going to remain as the director of coaching. You're going to be the CEO and club director. How did that come together with Les, and how did you guys cross paths and figure out that this is a great thing to do with the two of you involved?
I mean, I was, first of all, I didn't know. I'm really flattered to know that you guys have been teammates, so I congratulate you for that. Les is, as you know, maybe even more than I do, exceptional personality, exceptional guy, exceptional passion for the coaches. I really praise that, his involvement. You know, I've been going to the States back and forth really often, like last 15, 20 years. I have a lot of people I know. Been working for the United States Soccer Federation as an instructor part-time back a couple of years ago on many conferences as a lecturer. And I really was, in a way, surprised. You know, it was intriguing for me, you know, to see the huge potential of the youth players that there is in the States. And I just wanted to be a part of it. And in the one day, a mutual friend of ours from Chicago called me. Listen, there's an opportunity. Would you wanna partner up? And obviously, they had an interest because of my influence here in Europe and everything I can offer to the players as well. And I directly got myself involved. Physically, we will see. I'm still having my career right now, but I'm going to be sending. I have sent already a few coaches from Europe, and then we're going to be bridging the Blast FC directly with Europe as much as we can, trying to make something really significant over there. And it was some opportunity that I found out that I realized to be very very productive for the U.S. Young talented players, and this came along. And so far I'm enjoying it.
Romeo Josak joining us here, former technical director of the Croatian Football Federation. You know, it doesn't surprise me that Les has had the long, successful career, because he was a passionate professional. I can tell you that. I mean, his passion for the game, off the charts, okay? Off the charts. So there's never any question about that with Les Shkreli, for sure. And he had come to Houston after playing in Greece. So I'm excited to see he's doing so well. All right. So, you know, taking this, I look at you and I go, there's not many people who have the resume that you have in Europe combined with the resume and the understanding of the U.S. game. I mean, you and I have seen many people come to the United States, try their hand at player development here and fail, not because they're not knowledgeable about the sport, but because they couldn't adapt to the United States and the large differences that we have in youth player development here. Tons of money changing hands, over the chart, over the top marketing of programs. Is the sport a little bit too much about the marketing over here? And I say this respectfully, the smoke and mirrors.
I mean, let's be honest, could be, right? Could be. Maybe not always necessarily, you know, the biggest talents have a chance to be seen and approached by the, you know, as I like to say, you know, there's a big fish always eats the small fish, and you want to draft, you want to get the player. However, you know, there's some windows in the development phases that if you know spot this player too late, you're going to be you know, sorry, because you haven't, you know, spotted the guy earlier when you could have done even, you know, bigger impact and changes in his development. And those are the things that I'm primarily, as I said, since I'm really flying. I just 2 years ago, I got the green card by the government in the U.S. For the exceptional talent ability, which was soccer in my expertise case. And as I said, since I really go there quite often, I think a lot of people do, but I'm really realizing the potential in U talent. I'm just going to tell you one example. I was running all Croatian national teams from the U14 up until the senior, and our first international friendly at the age of U14, that's where we started off, was together. The U.S. national team started off at the same time they started, and Jim Morehouse at that time, he was a good friend of mine. He was rep for the U.S. You probably heard of him, right? We used to get along very well, and we said, listen, let's make it against each other. So the first ever friendly for the U.S. when I was the technical director and when he was there was against each other, and the U.S. flew here to Croatia. And I'm telling you, up on the level U14, we never got below, 5-0 against the States. It was always 5-0, 5-1 for them. 6-2, so dominant at the age of, U14. U15, so similar. For the same age group at the U17 level, it was pretty much a 2-1 for them. I'm speaking average, right? Then with U19, we kind of slowly took it over, and U21, we completely took it over, right? So I'm trying to say there's a huge, unbelievable potential by the age of U14, U15 in the States. And I just want to be one of the guys in Europe that's going to be, let's say, first one to discover and make a big thing of it. Because I've seen a lot of wasted talents, here in Croatia as well, all over the place. But also in the States, we got to agree, right? So being money-wise influenced or not as much, obviously we can go into details, but there's enormous potential up there. And even now, in this last 2, 3, 4 years, months that I'm deeper involved in the academy process right there, I've seen a couple of talents at the age of 15, 16 that probably because of the lack of competitive environment that they're exposed to, let's say from the age of U15 and above to the U19, U20, when there's lack of, I'm talking compared to Europe, right? Competitive environment, and they have to be in this competitive environment in order for them to succeed and come to the serious level. I just wanna make that impact. I wanna cross that bridge and try to make something influential, right? So that's pretty much the idea.
So that's part one of Romeo Josak, and we'll come back with part two after this break. Again, quick word here for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. A big thank you to them for being the presenting sponsors of Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Also on the sister show up in Austin, Soccer Matters on the Horn in Austin, Texas. Now, John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. If you get in an accident, car, boat, motorcycle, you might drive an 18-wheeler, you need the best. You need John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm, again, they'll represent you. They'll work for you 24/7 nights and weekends. You can call them, 713-322-HURT, 713-322-HURT. And don't forget, they are bilingual. You'll get the representation you need with the Daspit Law Firm. It's DaspitLaw.com. And John Daspit, John, big fan of Chelsea and the Houston Dynamo. And again, the number 713-322-HURT. All right, stay with us when we come back. Part two, Romeo Josak, the former director of all national teams and technical director of the Croatian Football Federation.
ESPN 97.5.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.